The second is, don't be afraid to teach your children Buddhism. I think there's quite a bit of vague and confused thinking in this sort of area. Usually it runs like this. You mustn't interfere with anybody's thinking. You should encourage them to think for themselves. So in the case of children, don't indoctrinate them. Just let them grow up with quite open, free, almost blank minds. And when they're old enough, they will decide whether they want to be Christian or Buddhist or agnostic or Muslim or Hare Krishna or whatever it is. But I consider this to be totally unrealistic. Because while you are very carefully refraining from teaching your child Buddhism, refraining, as you may say, from indoctrinating your child, all sorts of other agencies are very busy indeed indoctrinating your child instead. Your child is being indoctrinated at school, indoctrinated by peer groups, indoctrinated by TV, indoctrinated by film, indoctrinated by the general atmosphere of our society and culture all of the time. So don't think that if you just refrain from teaching your child Buddhism, from indoctrinating your child with Buddhism, that the child will remain completely unaffected and in a completely free and independent way be able to make up his or her own mind about such things when they reach the age of discretion, whenever that happens to be, if indeed it is ever reached. So, we have to be realistic. And therefore, I say, don't be afraid to teach your children Buddhism. You don't have, of course, to try to explain the Bodhicitta Samuppada. You don't have to try to get them reading the survey of Buddhism at a tender age. That's not what I'm thinking of at all. You can start very, very early. You can show your child picture books of Jataka stories, picture books of the life of the Buddha, and say, well, look, look, this is Buddha. And get the child to say, yes, Buddha. And then in this way, just as you were induct the child, into the world, at least of, let us say, Buddhist culture. And everybody knows, I'm sure you know, I'm sure I knew when I was a child, every child loves stories. Well, at least I hope, TV isn't tending to exclude domestic storytelling. I don't really know anything about that. But I hope that your children, at least, still do enjoy listening to stories. They certainly do in India, as some of you know, and even sometimes adults, enjoy listening to stories. But you can tell your children stories, Jataka stories, stories from the life of the Buddha, and so on. And in that way, give them something of the feel of Buddhism. It's not a question of indoctrination, not a question of teaching specific doctrines, or even very specific attitudes for some time, but just enabling them to pick up on, to empathize with the general cultural feel of Buddhism, to introduce them to that. And of course, it's very, very important that you yourself set an example. When you do come to introduce a little bit of teaching, maybe the teaching about not harming others, it's very important that you yourself should be setting an example and that the child should feel this. Otherwise, as you probably have discovered, children are very quick to pick up on discrepancies. And if there's any discrepancy between what you tell the child to do and what the child sees you yourself doing, yes, I can see a few smells going around here, the child will unerringly and instantly pick up on it. It's no use telling the child it's naughty to tell lies. And then when someone comes to the door, you tell the child, just say I'm naughty. That's no use at all. That's no use at all. So you have to set, so to speak, an advantage, an example. And you also teach your child Buddhism. You also communicate something of of the spirit of the Dhamma through the atmosphere that prevails in the home. I think this is quite important. It's quite important that the child coming home, maybe from school, coming back home from some outside activity or interest, feels that yes, this is a good place to be. It's peaceful, it's happy. Well, maybe it's lively, but it's happy, it's positive. And there's an atmosphere of affection and security prevailing. It's very important that the child should feel this and perhaps eventually realize he's got something to do with the fact that mummy and daddy are Buddhist and they meditate every day. Well, nearly every day. So, don't be afraid to teach your child Buddhism. Perhaps I should have phrased that differently. Don't be afraid to communicate something of the Dharma, something of the spirit of the Dharma to your children. But if you don't teach, if you don't communicate the Dharma, society, in the broadest sense, is going to be communicating all sorts of other messages which may not have a very positive effect on your children at all. So don't be afraid to teach, to communicate the Dharma to your children.